You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show. You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show. You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show. You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show.
Hey, man, the only place I go. Every night, it's the Ryan Show.
Captain Stiggs, Mr. Cheeks, and myself.
Check us out for an hour, enjoy yourself.
Or maybe
listen,
more.
Good music and special guests. Listen, we the best, forget the rest.
It's just me and Ryan, Cheeks the team. Yeah, we about to reign supreme.
Come on.
Yeah, we coming over and we taking the scene. Yeah, we should be on that limelight up on the screen. Yeah, you know my team. Yeah, we really just doing this. Fluid up every time, we really just moving this.
Yeah, man, we mix it up. To all of my fellas and chicks, what up?
Hey,
best believe, we the new wave. Mr. T's Rob, Boogie, and Hampton Dave.
Let's go.
You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show. You're listening to The Ryan Show. It's the Ryan Show. You're listening to the Ryan
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls who might have tuned into this program, you are now listening to The Ryan Show.
The Ryan Show, baby.
FM.
All day.
With your host, Ryan Vernell.
That's right.
And the one and only leader of the Lost Voice.
Evett Cheeks, baby, let's get it.
Mr. Evett.
All day, lights, camera, action on him, baby.
Mr. Bingtown, Mr. Bingage, bringing the Bingage to Bingtown, 98.1 FM Boston. How are you?
Yo, baby.
Because it's fantastic to be here recording at Def Squad Studios.
Always, man. Lovely, kid. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
home of the hits.
Home of the hits and home of the background noise. When you've got legendary producers like Rockwilder sitting in this building, you're going to hear a little bit of bass in the background, all right?
You better know it.
I mean, you're listening to a hit in the making. Shout out to the producer, Eric Sermon.
Definitely. Green Eye Bandit all day. Salute to the general.
And shout out to our missing co-host, Hood Dave.
Hamptons, what it do?
Hood Dave, as we call them now. Love that outburst. Out the other night at Tragedy Gaddafi's birthday party, Hams Dave had one too many drinks, started talking a lot of smack to Mr. Cheeks, started calling himself Davey versus Goliath, challenging Cheeks to rap battles and all this stuff.
I will air Dave.
Dave out.
He's crazy.
And the best is that you called him Hood Dave. You said, now you've been hanging around all these guys, all of a sudden you think you're Hood Dave, which I think is the quote of easily the last month. I haven't been calling him anything but Hood Dave since that night.
Straighten him out.
Straighten him out, exactly. But wow, it's been a good week. Actually, last week, I kind of gave a solo recap. We did a best of episode last week. Thanks, everybody, for bearing with us some of our older interviews. It's going to be brand spanking new this week, though.
A lot of people, a lot of things going on, man. You know, we be doing our thing on this show, man. We bringing a lot of names to the game, you know what I'm saying, and bringing a lot of people out that just getting into the game, too. But, you know, like we got the call from our, you know, from some of the fans. They're like, yo, we want to hear some more interviews with some people that made music. You know what I'm saying? So, we'll give them what they want, right?
And who's that you're referring to today?
Who I'm referring to?
You say that they're asking for somebody that's more experienced, that's already been putting out
music.
You
don't want to know his name. He's just a fan.
Oh, the fan. No, I mean, we've got Granddaddy IU.
Oh, yeah, we got Granddaddy IU. No question about it. Kicking it off, man.
And
one of those that started all of this right here, you know what I'm saying? Word. One of the godfathers of the game, baby.
I know you guys like know each other. I've seen him at the Ryan Show, you know, hanging out in the crowd. We've never actually had him on the program, though. We've had him at our live events that we throw in Brooklyn at the 5 Spot, which, by the way, the next one is
September 9th.
Which we have a huge announcement coming for you, which we're going to wait to actually make with our newest edition of the Ryan Show family.
Facts.
Because we're taking the Ryan Show in a new direction. Not only is this a show, but we have a vision. We have the vision of an actual network with multiple shows. And we're adding, I guess you could say, a segment. We're going to start by adding a segment, a sports segment. And yes, we have a professional athlete.
Professional, do it.
But we're not going to tell you his name. We're going to wait and leave you on the edge Word. For the week until he comes on next week and says it himself. Makes that right. sweet video drop. That's what it's all about these days is the video drop. Yeah. We got Cal Dawson having us make these goofy video drops in front of your car. I guess we'll be at Stony Brook University next Monday at the Real Mad Max, DJ Mad Max show. You've been there before, right? Yeah, we got Stony Brook Monday.
Oh, where? I thought it was St. John's or something.
Oh, did I say Stony Brook?
Yeah.
We've been at Stony Brook. Buddy. See, and yo, and it's funny you say that. You're funny you say I'm stoned. As soon as I'm out, they pull me back in, like yeah. they say. I try to quit smoking weed. The next thing you know, I come to Death Squad. They tell me I'm hosting a 420 show now. I can't escape this stuff.
Hey, man. I mean, you know. It's what it is, baby.
I guess there's worse things that could be thrown at you. That's for sure.
Eggs.
Eggs, yes, yes, you're right. Eggs can be thrown at you. I don't know if you saw that video on Hood News. See, this is why we need that green screen.
Yeah, yeah.
You see that Hood News video of the dude sleeping in the car and somebody just pegs him in the face with an egg? He was like a grown man, like 55 years old. No one should be pegging a 55-year-old man with an egg under any circumstances. Halloween, anything.
I love it.
It's crazy. Shout out to our friends over at Hood News. I wonder where he finds that stuff. Like, who is he following that he finds these?
He got the best news, right?
I mean, he's definitely not watching CNN. He's definitely not watching Fox News. It baffles me. But look at Hood News Entertainment on Instagram, at Hood News Ant, to see what we're talking about. I mean, if sometimes he posts some really, really vicious things. People like, I think people die in some of his videos. I don't know how he gets away with half of these posts. There's sometimes these posts are taken a step too far. But every so often, there's some that are funny. So go check out our boy. He's another regular. He actually shows up to the Ryan Show all the time, too.
Always good for the support, man. Everybody will be coming out to the Ryan Show on Monday nights at the 5 spot, man. It's blessings. You already know, man.
I got
distracted.
So now
we're doing it once a month.
Once a month. That's
beautiful,
right.
Beautiful, kid.
And September 9th, actually, the very first night of Monday Night Football. So it's only right we throw a football-themed party featuring our newest addition to the Ryan Show team. Kind of a giveaway that it might be an NFL player, but it's all right.
It's all right.
They'll find out soon enough. But yes, Jets versus Giants party. We already know what side you're taking.
You know that.
And Hamptons Dave is obviously going to be taking the other side.
I love it.
The New York Jets. It's like this battle is just bound to happen. Oh, man. I know that the fans want this on the air, but we'll see if we can get it out of HD.
We get it. A lot of TV in the building, too. You know how we do.
TV in there. Oh, man. So, yeah, lots of good stuff. Mark the date in your calendar right now, September 9th, football party at the 5 spot, hosted by us and our friend Hams Dave and our newest addition to the team here at the Ryan Show. And as for tonight, yeah, we've got a good night ahead of us. We've got Granddaddy IU, and we've got a young friend, Tony Marino. Tony Marino, coming from New York City, according to his Instagram, yet he says he lives in Long Island, so we're going to pry into that and find out what's going on. We'll see if he's just repping New York City without actually being from there.
See what it's about, baby. See what it's about.
Because, you know, back in the day, that was kind of like a cardinal sin, right? If you're from somewhere, you have to actually rep that place. You can't just be from somewhere and then rep another place because that's just not, it's just not honest.
It's like, why would you do that?
It's just corny. But we'll find out. We're not going to be too aggressive. This is a young kid. The music's a little bit different than fans of the Ryan Show are usually used to being played on this program. But we're trying to get that younger audience, you know? I want fans with tattoos on their face, falling asleep from the amount of Xanax they've eaten. That's the kind of fan base we need, because that's the fan base that spends money. You know how much a Zanny bar is, Mr. Cheeks?
Nah, man.
Me neither. Or it's a good thing. It's a good thing we don't know how much that is. But yeah, shout out all of those young mumble rappers out there. And this kid's not a mumble rapper. He's just not the boom bap type of hip hop that we're used to.
Well, let's see what he got.
That's it. We can only
so much out there right now. Let's see what this is, right? Listen, everything ain't rap neither.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We need to start calling categories next year. I don't know what y'all talk about. Everybody ain't no hip hop artist. Let's go.
As we call it here on the show, hip pop. If you can say it the right way, hip hop, which is, they talk about this top 50 list. Which I just don't understand how they can even come up with a top 50 list when there's so many genres, subgenres of hip-hop. And it's lists like that that actually screw up the game.
Exactly.
Because it makes everybody from the outside looking in think that hip-hop is just one generic sound and that everybody sounds the same and they should all be thrown into those same categories. Because I'm sorry, Drake is not thrown into the same category as Rakim. You can't put a list out with Rakim and Drake on the same list.
No way.
They're both great in their own right, but there's multiple facets and elements to this game beyond just the subgenres to this.
That's a fact, man. And that's Eric's, what I'm saying. Every Sherman going to get that together. The general going to put that together, man. We're going to get this category going on with this rap music, man. Come on, man. Stop putting everybody in one spot because a dude spit 16 on some R&B doing that. He a rapper. All that. Get out of here with all that. Let's go, man.
Crazy. I guess we have a lot to learn tonight. We're going to bring on our new friends. We're going to bring on some old friends. Shout out Granddaddy IU. Shout out Hampton's Dave, who's out socializing yet again. Hood Dave out there socializing. Follow my man Hampton's Dave at Hampton's Dave on Instagram. Cheeks, where can they find you on IG?
Oh, you can catch me on that Mr. Cheeks Lost Boys. You can catch me on The Real Mr. Cheeks 132. Hey, man, I'm here, man. You already know. Everywhere. Cheeks. Let's go.
That's it. And you can follow myself at The Ryan Show on Instagram. Collectively, we're all on the account at The Ryan Show FM. You never know who's posting on that thing. So follow us. See what it's all about. I think it's time we get into some music. We actually don't have K Bliss this week, Cheeks.
A word?
DJ Rye Boogie this week.
Oh, you know what we got this week?
Who?
The phone.
The phone?
Grandmaster Vic.
Oh, we got some Grandmaster Vic to play?
Yeah, of course.
You know, last time that I was sent Grandmaster Vic, I didn't realize it wasn't edited. I asked him, I said, can you send me some edited stuff? I was in a rush. I just played it. I'm getting a call from 98.1 like, what is this? Every other word is like the N-word or the F-word. And, you know, the FCC probably wasn't too happy, but somehow they let it slip through the cracks. I don't know. But shout out Grandmaster Vic.
Of course. We're going to play this one right here, Summertime, the little remix with, right here we got my man Will Smith. The nice remix of the Grandmaster Vic blend.
Ooh, a little Will Smith Summertime GMV blend. You're listening to The Ryan Show FM, baby, with the one and only Mr. Cheeks.
Word up.
And we will be back. L's up. Let's go.
Everything that we do. Meanwhile, are we losing? Because we won't let go. And yeah, let's start thinking what we're doing. I don't let nothing change your mind. Let's start heading homeward bound. Get off the ground. Stop losing. Get losing. Keep rising to the top.
Give it all you got. You got the
keep on believing all the dreams inside of you. And don't stop achieving, yeah. Let some love shine on through. And don't fret the feeling. Just keep on feeling. Everybody keep on moving. I know we can get it over, so baby,
give it all you got.
Let's keep rising to the top.
Give it all you got.
And we won't let nobody stop us.
Give it all you got.
We'll just keep trying, yeah.
Give it all you got.
Oh, baby,
give it all you got.
Confusion, but the time has finally come. Let's get it done. Keep moving, yeah, moving. Let's keep rising to the top, and don't let
yeah. Keep on giving me joy.
Give it all you got.
Spread some love a little far.
Give it all you got.
Keep on giving all you got.
Give it all you got.
That's where love is a little tough. We won't let nobody stop what we're doing, yeah, yeah.
Give it all you got.
This is Monster Van Gogh, and you're checking out my new smash hit single, Party in Here, and you're listening live on the Ryan Show FM.
Monster, Big Stranger, Donnie D, you're my licking lot. Yeah, I see. It ain't a thing for the thug to come through with the bulb and jump to and do what the club really love to bump to. With the chicks with jugs gon' haunt you when they want to. Ice gon' bling, that's why we bringin' guns through. Listen, I put it down and got my tins and got the Nikes on it. The way I'm touching it got niggas thinking mics on it. I got with it and I got right on it. Got Donnie and Stranger to put the bikes, the house and the lights on it. Cause they know I'm super nice on it. Bought a Bentley coupe, no proof, the roof with the price on it. Lose yourself like Shady, kick it by Maybach bands with interior just like baby picked it, so you know I'm crazy with it. I'ma speed it so you be crazy in love with this record like Jay-Z did it. Just amazing with it, I'm blazing like 108, 7 straight days in the shade. So get it, get it.
What's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Our Rush Town Management. So check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in
full.
Paid
full. 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 Thinking of a master plan. Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I dig deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, we still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish, but without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Can never hit mine. In my DM, they electric side. No catfishing, this is not a fish fry. You can never switch sides on my dog. Catch a contact, hit your ride, go to Mars. Everybody sing. How could you come about your face and say I ain't the hardest? You then you'd have never heard. I left off like a rapper's dead and bird. A verse for me is like 11 birds. Just did the math, it's like $2,000 every word. I'm on the purge, I beat the church. I kill some this again and I walk away from it. Then I observe just how you curve. Then told them niggas that they gotta wait for me. I know you ain't hot demand. I'm ballin' on the plug and you suit like you want a man. I'm drowning all inside the police like I never swam. Hey, fuck your IG, I put something on your sonogram. On the man.
Me at the London. If you find time, we can run one. Talk about some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just say the word and I run through. 2 texts, no reply, that's when I knew, yeah, I knew.
Talk, church talk, I can make a brick walk. Up north, down south, bank head to Rachel walk. Hit it with a little water, stretch it like a vocal cord. STD, I run my ward, Uff Cafed and his daughter. I'ma rent a compound, yeah. I supply the cigarettes and bread. I got a man and she gon' ride. She took a quarter and she fled. I'm in the Lambo, she gon' ride. I see the pain in shot in light burns.
Then your mama tell you when something on fire, stop driving road. I been on the road like a pair of spinners and stop and goes. Yeah, I can charge them like a Dodge and a demon. Got your broad in the garage, you ain't seeming. Every time I get to go back to the ward, niggas looking at like they won't start, and we leave them on a semen.
Me after London. If you find time, we can run one. Talk about some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just say the word and I run through. 2 texts, no reply, that's when I knew, yeah, I knew.
I crush down with your money. 44 times, you won't play. Son, 4-4, son, 8-9. I might tell you.
And we have returned, folks. You are listening live to the Ryan Show FM.
Ryan Show FM, baby. So what did we do?
Right here in Boston, a couple of Yankee fans taking over the airwaves, putting you Red Sox fans exactly where you belong.
I think we're in the lead, dog.
I think we're going to stay in the lead.
Yeah.
Favorites to win the World Series this year, the New York Yankees.
Yes, yes.
It's good to have these pinstripes on our back.
Wearing these pinstripes out here in the red and blue tail. Let's go.
Oh, my Lord. Speaking of New York City, there really is no city like it. The homeless here are becoming a problem, Mr. Cheeks.
Yo.
Not because there's too many of them, but because they're so ungrateful.
Yeah, they got attitudes now.
Attitudes now. They're like prima donnas. They're divas. These homeless are divas in New York. These days. Last night, I'm walking through Manhattan, and it must be like 2 in the morning, and I've got a slice of pizza I'm not going to eat. Fresh, piping hot, fresh slice of pizza. It's a delicious, beautiful-looking slice of pizza. Like, who wouldn't want this pizza? I can't even believe that I don't want this pizza. I've just already eaten a few slices. So we're walking down the streets, and the first homeless guy I see, I offer him the pizza. I said, hey, man, would you like this slice of pizza? He's like, oh, I'm so hungry. And he puts out his hands like it's a church offering. Like, looked very grateful, and then he looks at the pizza and says, nah, I said, you want to buy me some chicken wings instead? It's like, what? No. In fact, I'm taking this pizza and walking away.
Yeah.
So we find another homeless guy, and this guy is looking like he's some sort of a Roman emperor, and he's sprawled out on the ground almost like Roman emperor. He's like in a Cleopatra stance. He's got one arm down that he's resting his head on, and then with his other hand, he's eating mango out of a container. And he's got his girl with him, like his empress. And I said, well, sir, would you like this pizza to go with your mango? And he says, no, I'm indulging in my mango. Almost like a pompous aura, a pompous tone to it. How long has it been like this, Mr. Cheeks?
That happened to me. I was driving my car and I roll out my window, I give him a dollar. You ain't got nothing else, nothing to eat? I'm like, oh, that's crazy. So I don't know how long it's been going on. They be bugging right now. I mean, the world is crazy, so.
I mean, maybe it's the economy. Could it be the economy? Because it's like it's white people too. Like I rolled down my window the other day, and sure enough, a guy way whiter than me, way cleaner than me, in better clothes than me, with a $7 Starbucks drink. I wasn't sure if he was a homeless person or if he was like a college student.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me and he's like, "Yo, dude, can I get a dollar?" Like he's a surfer or something. I'm like, "No, dude, can I get a dollar? You have a nicer drink than I've had in like 3 years. He's got a brand new fresh Starbucks drink, nice new clothes." Get out of here. Crazy.
It's crazy, kid.
I mean, I'm almost considering becoming homeless just because it seems like it's a lucrative job opportunity.
Nah, man, don't do that.
So you don't want to take it.
Baby on the way.
Well, that's right. Of course, we've got the baby on the way.
Got the baby up in the cardboard box. Nah.
Oh, shit.
We ain't going for that. Let's go.
No, we don't want a cardboard box baby. We want a nice, clean baby. In fact, speaking of clean babies, I didn't realize that I have to get vaccinations, too. So am I at risk for autism by me getting vaccinations? How does that work? Do you guys believe in vaccinations? Do you believe in that, Cheeks?
I don't think so.
You don't believe in vaccinations?
What do you mean?
Because this is the new idea and the new fear.
Well,
like the Alex Jones.
New kid.
Yeah, when you're having a kid,
I'm
you have to.
I'm having a new kid, so I'm good.
So you're not even going to think
even
about
thinking
it?
About it.
Well, unfortunately, I am thinking about it, and I'm worried. I don't know what the hell I'm going to get from getting these measles vaccines and all these other vaccines. Because when I Google vaccines, it's torn. Half the people are saying that vaccines are causing all these crazy mental illnesses.
I heard it's crazy out there.
Crazy out
there. Crazy because they say it's good, then they got these people over here fighting like, chill, it's not good. It's, you know what I mean? It's like they're inserting things in you. You know what I'm saying? So. Yo, man.
I mean, you got all of your kids vaccinated, right? When they were born, they got the shots?
You gotta ask Chi-Chi, man.
You gotta, oh, this isn't in your hands. This is up to Mrs. Cheeks to take care of that stuff.
I mean, I think so.
did you get your own shots though? Like, cause I didn't realize
I got a shot when I went to Africa. I don't know what that means.
That was it. Yeah. You got a shot when you went to Africa. I don't know if that's a joke.
No, it's the truth. I'm like, that's the shot I got. I don't know.
They give you crazy vaccinations to go there, though, right? Don't they give you like 8 shots?
Yeah, you got to go like to the spot over in the airport under 8 gates. So,
they've just got like giant creatures over, like giant mosquitoes. It's like they've got like, you take like a creature and then you multiply it by 5 in size. I don't know. I mean, shouts to our fans in Ghana. We've got a lot of fans over there. But yeah, I don't know. I guess are you going back there anytime soon?
Africa?
Yeah.
Not sure. Shout out to London. Shout out to Germany back on the way over there, though. You know, September and all of that. Let's go.
That's right. International Cheeks. Back at it. So, Rap Radio Africa, if you're listening, you can book Mr. Cheeks over there in Nigeria.
Yeah,
we'll take the flight out.
It's only $20,000. Come on.
It's only going to take 9 shots to get you over there. I think it's worth it, right?
I don't need no more shots. I'm good. See what I mean?
A lifetime of shots from one trip. All right. Well, I mean, we do have Granddaddy Ayu sitting out there. Granddaddy Ayu should be, maybe we could bring him in here and see what he's getting into. Yeah, he's out there. Yeah. Actually, he brought a couple comedians. One comedian that actually performed, right. Nikki Hu, is sitting out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
We've
no
actually doubt. Played her comedy on this very station.
She be killing it.
Killing it.
Killing it. Yeah, she be bodying ass. She's funny.
She is very funny. So yeah, let's go. Let's go to a break. We'll bring Granddaddy Ayu in here for the interview, and yeah, we'll get back to playing some music. We've got some AOB on the way.
Yo, let's go see if we can find one of them dudes that sell Xanax.
Good idea.
See how much they cost.
Yeah, because that's, yeah, we can't just leave that question unsolved. We don't know how much Xanax is.
We gotta go outside during the break.
I mean, we're in Ronkonkoma. That's a good spot to find Xanax, I'm sure.
Yes.
So, shouts to Ronkonkoma. Ugh. Well, folks, you're listening to The Ryan Show FM, and we are broadcasting live on 40-plus stations, including the one and only Platinum Radio over in Detroit, Michigan. Shouts to all of our other syndicates. You are listening to Ryan Vernell. That can be followed at The Ryan Show and Mr. Cheeks at The Real Mr. Cheeks 132, and we'll be back very, very soon.
A-bing.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You from?
Straight out of Compton, a brother with his finger on the trigger. But once I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the ruthless villain, and you know this. But the suckers in the public won't show this. But I don't really care, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a craft, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Like a fool out in the set. I find somebody talking trash and put them in check. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a sucker if you don't go with the flow. Probably get mad like a punk is supposed to. But that shows me, yo, you're composed to a crazy little brother from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm ready to hit. MC Ren controls the automatic. For any fool in my way, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells Ren, but I'm raw. See, cause people know me as a villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing. It's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, you know you're through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a brother like Ren is on a gangster tip. Straight out of Compton.
is his name, and the boy's coming.
Straight out of Compton, it's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother racing hell, and if I ever get caught, I'll make bail. See, I don't really care, that's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them, but I'm smart, lay low, creep a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me, it's kind of funny, the attitude showing suckers driving, but don't know where the hell they going, just rolling, looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash that never sees me, ruthless, never seen like a shadow in the dark, except when I unload. You see a spark and talk over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the last penetration. Feel a little gust of wind, and no object, and leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the girl who got shot? You think I give a damn about a girl? I ain't a sucker. This is the autobiography of the E, and if you ever mess with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who is mother. Word to the mother, yeah, straight out of Compton. Compton, 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 Compton.
That's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy.
And we have returned, folks.
Yes, sir.
You are listening to 98.1 FM in Boston.
Urban.
Or as we like to call it, New York City, whenever we're in the building.
No doubt. Bing town.
Shout out to all of our sorry Red Sox fans out there.
Facts.
You know, I don't mean to talk trash. It's just been a good year for us, Mr.
Chiefs. We're just New Yorkers. I don't know.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
The villains, the bad guys, hello, according to those folks there in Boston. But we do have a special guest with us in studio for this next segment here, Mr. Cheeks.
That's a fact. It's a fact.
And no, it's not Rock Wilder. You can hear Rock Wilder's music in the background
all
playing.
All day.
If we're in Def Squad Studios, you can hear that bass. And you're going to hear this bass, too, because we got Granddaddy IU in this.
That's right.
You know what? That's on right. FM radio, I want to curse so bad.
We can't curse?
I mean, technically, we're not allowed to. You know, every so often, we let a few, you know, Cheeks lets a few words I can't say slip out. You know, I can't say that slip out.
Right.
But, you know, the FCC, they don't really regulate like they used to, Granddaddy IU. Okay. It's not like back in the day where, like, you were really on your toes. And
You
really had to, like, watch everything that you said.
Okay.
I mean, I'm knocking on wood as I say this so that we don't get fined, you know?
Right.
but yeah, it's definitely good to have you here. And you know what? Right. People are obviously familiar with your music. And our fans, I say real hip-hop heads, you know, a lot of these young kids out there. These zanny-popping, face-tatted kids. But who wants to, you know, who could care less if they know about you or not, right?
Nah.
It's not really what you're, I mean, when you make your music, is it for everybody?
Yeah, it's for everybody. Absolutely. I mean, I might not like all that trap, whatever have you, but if they want to like one, you know what I'm saying?
More power to them.
I'm not opposed to that. No doubt. You know what I'm saying?
What if you do your next show and you look in the front and there's just like 100 white kids like that look just like me with tattoos all over their face, half awake, like
it happened to me already, but it wasn't they was not drugged out and all that, you know, with no tattoo on their face. But like I started when all the parties, all the clubs, everything was all so quote unquote black people, you know what I'm saying, or Puerto Ricans, you know what I'm saying. Wasn't no Europeans in there because they were scared at the time, you know what I'm saying. Then all of a sudden, the whole thing changed. It was all Asian and European.
What was it? Do you think that made that change? What changed that?
The music started spreading. You know what I'm saying. It started reaching other people. You know what I mean. So that changed the game.
And did it like? When other people started listening to your music, when you started getting a bigger audience, did it change the way that you made your music?
Nah, absolutely not. And that's one thing I try to tell dudes today. Stop changing what you do, man. You got the formula. That's why people mess with you.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, like, I don't want to, like, I like the old R&B cast, you know what I'm saying? Like, God bless the dead, Aretha Franklin. I wouldn't want to hear Aretha Franklin doing some scissors, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
All
that, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's not what she do. I don't want to hear that from
exactly.
her. I want to hear Aretha Franklin do Aretha Franklin.
We were just talking outside.
I want to hear my bro, Mr. Cheeks, do Mr. Cheeks.
That's all you gonna get.
And if I hear him on some crazy, I'm gonna be like, yo, bro, you wilding right now.
Will you call him out? Like, would you go as far as to like tell one of your friends, like, yo, like, I'm a fan of your music. What are you doing?
Man.
Facts.
If that's my man,
yeah.
Good. Keep it real. That's great. Actually, we were outside and our new, I guess you'd call him like a director. He's kind of helping us with whatever they, you know, now we're going to the big leagues. They're trying to bring us to a bigger outlet or whatever. So they're trying to work on quote unquote character development. Something that we're not familiar with. We're just characters. You know, we don't try to develop our characters. This is what we do. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, they want to come in and act.
So these guys.
Just get the budget.
Just get the budget.
Yeah.
And they're telling us, they're like, you know, they want to see, they don't want to hear new music necessarily. They want to hear new stories. They want to hear a different approach and a different angle. And they're talking about how designer is dressing up in all of these crazy clothes and now, you know, rubs off on Russell Westbrook wearing these tight clothing and all this crazy stuff. So I asked Cheeks, I said, I mean, are we going to see some cowboy boots? Or are we going to see some sort of tight jeans? And to which Cheeks said,
why?
Why? Exactly.
Why would I ever want to wear that? Why would I ever think of that?
You can't switch it up at this point. No, take what you know and master it.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
And, well, enough about the present. I want to learn a little bit more about, because like I love your first album. I'll still listen to it. I've been getting into it more now that I'm becoming more of a hip hop head, hanging out with Cheeks
you
more.
You need to go through my catalog.
Yeah, you've got a catalog.
I hate like everybody just want to associate me with something new.
Or
Sugar Free or just the first album. Period. I got other joints. You know what I'm saying? Like with bars.
Yeah,
lyrics,
no.
Like. Yeah, man. Yeah. I do my thing.
And you stopped for a while, too, right? You put out two albums.
Yeah.
And then you stopped for what, 10 years?
I don't even know how long it was. But the thing was, I never stopped making music during that time. So, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't realize that I could have walked out of my contract because the contract was dead once Cold Chillin' lost their distribution. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that.
So, originally, let's go all the way back. What was it that first got you into starting making music? Like, did you make music before rap? Did you play any instruments or anything like that?
Nah, actually, believe it or not, I played the damn trombone one time, like in the fourth grade or something like that.
Nice.
That was terrible anyway.
There's a fun fact for all your fans. Oh, you played the trombone. Yeah. Okay.
That was terrible. Hell yeah. Like.
that's a funny instrument. And that's a weird instrument too, because there's like three buttons on it, right? Three valves or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have to like move the jerk it around. Kind of a weird look too, to go like this. I don't know.
Right.
Kind of a very awkward.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. Exactly. You already know.
But I got into music, period. I grew up, music was in my household. You know what I'm saying? Period, dot. All James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Donny Hathaway, you know, the OJs, all that. Yeah. Stylistics, Delphonics, you name it. Those are the joints, you know what I mean? And then my grandmother, she, Sunday morning, she singing Mahalia Jackson. You know what I mean? Yeah. So pretty much that's where I got my love of music came from that, just being around it. And then when hip hop came out with the battle tapes and all that, Cold Crush, Jazzy Five, Force MCs, you know what I'm saying, Treacherous Three. If you wasn't on that, what was you doing? I don't know where you was under a rock somewhere bugging, like seriously, like.
Is that what inspired you to actually start rapping? You were listening to all this and you're like, I can do this too? Or?
Yeah, memorizing all them, Kaz and all them lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
And then you start developing your own, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And you first used to roll with, if I'm not mistaken, Biz Markie, right?
I never roll with that dude, man.
No.
Nah, I never
rolled with that. Did he produce your first album?
So-called. Yeah. He got the credit. He signed me to a production deal.
Okay.
And I didn't know nothing about nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? Me and my brother already had what we wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Cool V and DJ Doc was in the studio every day with us. Cool V was pretty much overseeing it. But we knew what we wanted. So we came in there knowing what we wanted already. You know what I'm saying? And Biz might have showed up like three times.
So that was it. Because, like, if you look, like you said.
Yeah, he got the credit.
Wow.
Produced by Biz Mark. He know he didn't do that. Cool V. I was with Cool V yesterday. He could tell you.
Wow. All right.
Biz wasn't there.
So,
man.
See, I did not realize that. Wow.
And I'm not. I used to be bitter. I'm not bitter no more. I'm not kicking his back in or nothing. But the fact is the fact.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And your second album came out 4 years later. What was there like? What was going on in between those 4 years?
Coaching, having turmoil, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They was actually falling apart, but the artists ain't realize it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Till like a couple of times I'm in the studio, they come pull me out the booth, say, y'all, me and you cool and everything like that, but we can't finish the session cause Cold Chillin' Old.
Wow, yeah. So that's why it's wow, crazy. So yeah, right in the middle of when you're doing
all
it.
Kind of
crazy.
Well, yeah.
So many like people that we have in here, no matter who it is, they get screwed over by outlying sources when they're just trying to make music.
We learn from all of it.
Yeah, we don't know, man. Yeah.
We came in just like you said, just like, yo, I'm ready to just make it what it do. Counting on other people's.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Thinking they got the best for interest for you. So you learn from it and just
move on.
Now you doing what you do, so you know, you got to still doing it. So like you said, because you don't hear the music and you ain't out there on the TV and all of that.
Yeah. Because now you don't got got the machine behind you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the good thing now is with, you know, with the internet and all that, they can go back and get it. You know what I'm saying? Look your shit up and all that, yo.
Yep. Look into it.
Yes.
You know, the first time that I ever listened to you was actually on the Big L's album.
Right.
Lifestyles of
Poor and Dangerous.
Yep.
The Graveyard.
And it was you and it was Jay-Z.
Yeah.
That was a crazy track.
Jay-Z, Law of Finesse, Party Yardie. There was a bunch, like 8 months.
Yeah, that was a crazy track. Now, were you guys all together when you did this?
Yeah.
Or you guys were all in studio recording that?
No, Jay wasn't there.
He
didn't show up. He did his previous. Yeah. I guess he was on whatever he was on.
Whatever
at the time.
He was
there.
Yeah.
But everybody else was there. You know what I'm saying? We just, Buck Wild. Buck Wild just made the beat. Like, everybody had a pen in the pad.
Crazy. What was Big L like? Like, both of you guys knew Big L.
Cool.
He was a cool dude. That's why when I heard what happened to him, I'm like, who the hell did that to Bell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't even on no rah-rah shit or nothing like
that. No, he wasn't. Nah, crazy.
Cool dude.
And one of the nicest lyricists, like, still holds up. Like, even the white boys in the Hamptons were bumping some Big L.
Yeah.
Growing up. Oh, yeah, 1,000%. So, yeah, I was always curious. There's not many interviews that I find of him out there, you know, and much insight behind the scenes of what he was like, and you're two guys that actually knew him.
He got a lot of freestyles I see online and stuff like that.
Yeah. Crazy freestyles online. And
too early, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was about to do it.
Yeah, they say he was supposed to sign a Rockefeller, right?
He was about to get right.
That's right. And you know, as people know that are fans of him, did a lot of work with Jay-Z besides that one song.
Right.
Some of the craziest freestyles ever were him and Jay-Z going back and forth in the studio.
On that Milkbone beat.
Yep, on that Milkbone beat.
Yeah.
Crazy. Man, what do you think your highlight moment of the 90s was for you? Like the top moment where you were like, damn, like this is it. This is like the pinnacle of where I want to be.
I don't think I ever got there, really. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't get there, for sure. Yeah, cause like I said, when I came to Cold Chillin', little did I know, like they was basically on a decline. So I ain't get to do all that overseas and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I messed up because I was supposed to sign with Rush Management, but I didn't. I signed with this Fly Tie.
Mm.
Oh my God!
Rush Management.
Yeah, man. So I would have been able to say, yeah, when I was probably in Egypt doing da-da-da-da-da, but that ain't never happened.
It's a shame. But you know what? In this day and age, it's not too late to do that European tour. Because I bet there are more people listening to your music in Europe right now than you'd ever expect.
Yeah. I see that in my royalty statements. Publishing statements.
Always come from over there.
My publishing, yeah.
You go across these.
But right now, man, my heart ain't in it, man. I ain't really turned off about it. So I'll be turning down shows and all that, man.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not making any music? Or?
Yeah. I'm producing right now.
You're producing
see,
now,
the thing
okay.
The thing is, I always was producing my own shit anyway.
So your first
and
album?
And other people, yeah.
Was that you that actually produced the first album?
I'm trying to tell you.
So, yo, the beats are crazy on that first album, too. I didn't realize that was you that made it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Man, listen. I produce for Help the Skelter.
Yeah.
If you know who that is.
Sean P.
Right.
And my boy Rock. We've had Rock in here a couple times now.
I did joint for Ice-T, KRS-One, Biz, Roxanne, Shantae, like.
So that's like, see that? underrated as a producer too.
That's I'm the humblest dude, man. That's why I don't.
Do you feel like if you were out there, because a lot of these, you know, a lot of times someone kind of like has to go out there and let people know what the artist has done.
Right.
Do you have somebody out there that's no?
Nah, unfortunately.
Well, that's why you got us here to put the truth out here on these radio waves. You know,
I got a bunch of dudes, man, around me that knuckleheads, man.
Knuckleheads.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
You can't be referring to our friend Nicky Who out there.
Nah, of course not. My man right here.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? I'm saying like, period, man. When you grow up in the hood, the dudes you grew up with, 9 times out of 10, them niggas ain't reading books and trying to, you know what I'm saying, learn the business and all that shit so they could add on to the cipher or nothing like that. And they doing what's in the street, you know what I'm saying? And
yep, that's a very good point.
And they trying to have you doing the same shit.
Yes, exactly.
Nah, man, that's why right now, man, I cut off a lot of dead weight and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just moving around with people, man, you know, are actually doing their role.
Doing something constructive. Man, listen, man, like, I don't got time for... But, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you don't read or nothing like that. I can't even, like, serious, man. Like
people want to be around just to be around.
Yeah.
Just to, like, be there for the good stuff, yet they don't want to be there for the actual challenges, which is, like, picking up a book and learning how something works.
Right, exactly. How you going to add on to the cipher? You drunk all the time.
Or get mad at somebody that you put in that position.
Right. Try to give you a position. Right.
You don't even know how to do that position.
Right.
What you're talking about. So,
you know what it is.
It's crazy. Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
So, I ain't saying nothing that man don't know.
Yeah. And that probably
other people have said on this program that has come in here and talked. So definitely. So take notes, everybody. Surround yourself with a good team right off the jump.
Come out with the squad. Come in with the squad, you know.
Exactly.
Things going on here. Shout out to Squad Streaming, no doubt.
Yeah, shout out to Squad. So how often do you come down to Death Squad Studios?
It's my first time.
This is your first time?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I mean, Long Island hip hop, I love a lot of rappers from Long Island. And like, people like to say, oh, there's not that many Long Island. Do your research. Do your research. Eric, Parrish, Murray, Rakim. I mean, the list goes on. And Public I'm just naming Enemy. The big ones. I'm just naming the, yeah, exactly. I'm just naming Public the obvious Enemy. Ones. Like
mad,
Keith Murray.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You know, I am waiting though to see like a newer MC from Long Island.
Rock Moss.
That really blow up.
Rock Marcy. You talking about Rock Marciano.
That's Rock Marciano. Okay, there we go. See that? All right. See, even I got to do some more research. But I mean, from like my generation of like young kids.
They got a cat named Smooth right now from Hempstead.
Nice. John Jiggs is nice.
Oh, yeah. What I'm doing.
There's some nice ones out there.
My dude. Right?
John Jiggs is the one that I constantly shout out. We've had him on multiple times. Love John Jiggs.
Wait till you hear, on the project that I'm about to drop coming up, he on there like about 3 times at least.
Nice.
Your boy Cheeks on there.
You know. Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Cheeks got a banger on there.
All right. Nice and comfortable, right?
Yeah.
And we can't play that right now, right? This is still in the works. We can't play any of this.
We can play whatever, man. Like,
oh, so we can actually play some of your new stuff with Cheeks on here right now on the radio for the fine folks of Boston? Oh man, all right. I think that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to a really quick break and play some new Granddaddy IU and Mr. Cheeks.
Wow.
And then we're gonna come back and finish this thing up because it's time we get to some new music. You've all heard the classics.
Wow.
Right? Let's get it.
We got 50 stations that's gonna hear it.
I know. And Granddaddy IU, before it's too late, let's also plug the IG quick for the nerds on their phones that's out there listening.
Oh, Granddaddy IU.
It's that simple. No one that stole simple. Your at name.
I might be underscore. Is it underscore IU? Granddaddy underscore IU.
Granddaddy IU man,
or Steady okay. Flow Enterprises too. I got
Steady
two
Flow,
points.
Yeah.
So you're running two accounts. Like him, like Mr. Cheeks, he's got two. He's got
my man. Suki Anton over here. he runs the Steady Flow Enterprises.
Okay. All right. So there are two Instagrams Anton. For you guys to follow and check out there on the break. All right. So new Granddaddy. And what's the name of this track?
Tentatively, I think it's called, what is it? Keep On Doing It.
Keep On Doing It. Let's keep on doing it.
Keep on doing it. All right. It's tentative.
We're gonna
email it, play it over. That's the beauty of this thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to the Ryan Show FM with the one and only Granddaddy IU.
Whoa.
And don't forget about Mr. Cheeks. We got the Lost Boys in the house, as always.
Always
LB fam taking over the radio waves here in Boston. Everybody put those L's up. We'll be back soon. LB.
Go Giants.
So you got it. As long as you can build and help us both get out the projects. I'm trying to make you mine, but first I need to know your mindset. And I ain't like these other niggas trying to get inside. You see, that what made me basic. I need someone who I can call on an everyday basis. Ask each other how our day went. I tried to do that with that last girl, but she was playing. I'm just saying, are you the same or you the one I've been waiting for? Baby, give me your all, and I will give you more. Treat you like a queen and blow a bag at the mall. Fendi, Gucci, galore, you deserve it. Sold you way more than my ex because you worth it.
Relax mode, the night is smooth. I'm getting right, sure they do that move. My eyes is low, but I'm high as a kite though. I'm leaving with some regular, that depends how the night go. What's your name, where you been? Who you here with, let's get it in. You got the look that I need to know better. And got pain, you got it together. Yo, pretty facial, body's mean. Join my team, my record is clean. You the type of chick that make a fella wanna go get that. Not only get it, but bring that shit. Maybe it's 5 kilo in my system. I'm pretty told you, no one wanna kiss them. For real, shorty, that's how I feel. I eat that like a meal. See?
Shut it down at the end of the building. Leaks in your roof, I'm repairing your ceiling. With a little sexual healing. You know a little bumping and the grinding. Let's meet at our climax. Yeah. And we come at an equal time. And I wanna see it shining. Something bright like a diamond. It's Mr. and Mrs. Your Highness. Let's be honest.